The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, so far, it looks like a subdued start to the opening numbers in Asia. And well, to help us get the bigger picture, we've got Vasu Menon. He is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. Very good, Ryan. Thank you.
Are you all set for the weekend? Any big plans?
Well, you know, with two very young kids, you know, you don't see time. You see just time going right past you very quickly, you know.
I hope you at least got some good sleep overnight. Well, we didn't get a lot of leads overnight, Vasu. So I just want to get help with what the market is thinking about today as we head into the big data drop tonight at 8:30, where we will get the non-farm payrolls data. So a lot of people are watching out to see, you know, if the job situation in the US is going to improve. Can you just walk through the context of the previous reading and what will happen if we get bad data, what will happen if we get good data, and what exactly is bad and good?
Okay. In the previous month, in the month of May, the US economy added 75,000 jobs, and essentially that was not a fantastic job number. That led to expectations that the Federal Reserve could turn more dovish and cut interest rates. I think the markets are now expecting the US economy to add, like you said, 170,000 jobs in the month of June. That's a significant pickup from what you had in May. And 170,000 is a good number. Anything above, I think, 150,000 jobs is a decent number for the US, especially when the job market is very tight. Unemployment rate is expected to stay steady at about 3.6% in June compared to May. No change in unemployment rate. That's what the markets are expecting. Wage growth, which is another key number that the markets look at, is expected to pick up slightly. In May, it was 3.1%. In June, the markets are expecting 3.5%. Now, if the numbers turn out to be more than 150,000 jobs or thereabouts, I think, you know, that will bring some cheer to the markets. It means that the U.S. economy is holding up fairly well. There's no recession in sight. Recession fears have been playing on investors' minds. But if the numbers fall, you know, perhaps below 100,000 or so, then the markets will say, look, I mean, the U.S. economy is not in the best of shape. Perhaps, you know, we're being too optimistic about the economic outlook. That can be good and bad. Bad in the sense that, you know, worries about recession could take hold of the markets. But on the other hand, if the numbers are not fantastic, it could also mean that the Federal Reserve will be expected to surely cut interest rates at the end of this month when they have their next policy meeting. And that's something heavily priced in the markets. I mean, almost markets expecting 100% probability that the Fed will cut rates. So a bad set of numbers may ironically be good for the markets in the sense that, you know, markets will expect the Fed to cut rates. So, you know, if the numbers are good, it may also lead to fears that the Fed will not cut rates. And the possibility of the Fed cutting rates has actually been one of the drivers of the markets. And a good number may actually not be good for the stock markets. You know, so this is one set of numbers that are going to be interesting to watch out for, right?
So we are really in this environment where, you know, bad news might be good news for the markets. So Vasu, I guess some of the big questions is hiring or the jobs situation in the US, is hiring weaker because the economy is getting weaker? Or is it because, you know, the US is running out of skilled workers? If you look at the indicators, what type of picture is it painting?
Well, you know, you're right, absolutely right. I mean, the jobs numbers may not be fantastic because the economy is getting stronger. The job market is very tight, 3.6% unemployment rate. So, you know, you can't expect the economy to continue employing as many workers as they did previously when you had, you know, 200, 250,000 jobs being created, you know. So one way to look at it is, you know, a weak job number may be expected because the economy is running on a very tight job market. So, you know, the numbers are bad, but wage growth is strong. You have that combination. Then the market will say maybe it's not so bad because, you know, wage growth is strong, which means that, you know, the job market is very tight. So you got to look at it in terms of a combination of wage growth as well as, you know, the job creation plus the unemployment rate. So unemployment rate comes down or stays level, wage growth picks up, and the job numbers are not fantastic, it may actually imply that, you know, the job market is very tight and it's not so easy to hire workers.
Okay, we are chatting with Vasu Menon, Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, I just want to get your thoughts on the current rally we are seeing on Wall Street, right? We've got, before the market close, all the major indices breaking new record highs. So how much steam is there in this rally?
Well, you know, Ryan, a lot hinges on the Fed meeting this week. A lot hinges on the earnings season, which is going to kick off fairly soon. a lot hinges on economic data. So there are uncertainties. I think the trade war, the truce, is good for the markets because, you know, it put the trade situation in the back burner, at least for a short while. It may come back and haunt us down the road, but now it's back to fundamentals. And so really it's fundamentals that will drive the markets in the coming weeks. And if we have a job number that supports a Fed rate cut in July and the earnings season in the coming weeks are not so bad, it's possible that Wall Street may hit even higher from the current level. So we're not negative on Wall Street. We actually think that, you know, there's more upside given the backdrop I just described.
Vasu, just wrap things up. You mentioned earnings season. What's your expectations? Are we getting, you know, weaker numbers from the prior quarter? And of course, with the trade wars in the background, we've got a trade truce, talks resuming. What are you expecting will be playing out in the markets?
Well, Ryan, if you look at the S&P 500, which is a pretty good gauge, you know, you find that the markets are expecting, according to FactSet, the market is expecting a 2.6% decline in earnings for the second quarter of this year. The market analysts were expecting minus 0.5%, but that has been increased to minus 2.6%. So analysts have turned a bit more negative on the earnings number. So the bar has been set very low now. And it's possible that when actual earnings come out, they may exceed expectations because the bar has been set low, which may turn out to be a positive factor for the market. It's exactly what we saw in the first quarter. The bar was set very low because of, you know, negativity among analysts. And then when the earnings came out, exceeded market expectations, and that became a source of positivism for the market's rally.
And of course, there seems to be a profit-taking these few days with people flocking to bonds and gold.
Indeed, you know, there's a bit of safe haven buying over there, you know, like you said, at the onset of the show, bond yields are coming down. So clearly, I think, you know, we strongly believe that, you know, bonds have a place in investors' portfolio, especially high-yield bonds. With the cut interest rates, these high-yield bonds will look even more attractive. We are relatively positive on gold. We see gold at about $1,450 to $1,500 an ounce in the next 12 months. Gold is like an insurance for your portfolio. You must have at least, you know, 5, 10% of it in your portfolio. Yeah, so we think safe havens have a role, and high-yield bonds and gold clearly are something the investors can keep in their mind.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Vasu. Well, Vasu Menon, he is the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank, helping us to break down what to expect for the non-farm payrolls data coming out tonight. Vasu, thank you so much. Have a great weekend in advance.
Thank you, Ryan. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.